the person who speared one of the three Jesus, famous guy who puts a spear in Jesus, is still alive, waiting to be released because he heard back 2,000 years ago that when Jesus came back, he'd be released, I guess, of his guilt. But this person is last reported in the Tibetan monasteries. How is his relationship between you, him and him, you and you, in vibrational proximity occurring right now?
Great.
He's great.
Sure.
Now, you know, probably many churches have the picture of the stained glass image of the guy with the spear putting in Jesus' side.
Talking about the spear of destiny?
I've heard that phrase.
Well, that's the one that you're speaking of.
Well, Hitler was looking for that spear.
Yes, he was.
Adolf Hitler was looking for it, wasn't it?
Yeah, Hitler was looking for it. But the thing is, does this the person who had the spear, who did it 2,000 years ago, whatever time-wise, non-time-wise, did they carry the spear with them?
No, it was divided into three sections, so it could never be put back together again.
Did that person have a part in that?
He divided it, yes.
Why did he do that?
So no one else would get caught in the same place that he found himself.
Because he can't transition, because he believes that Jesus was the only way to transition.
Yes, well, and once you come to that place, you start understanding that there were three Jesuses. So you divide the sword of destiny into three pieces.
Oh, yeah.
So whichever Jesus shows up can have whichever part they want.
He figured that out.
He did.
And he knew in his living.
He's had lots of your time to ponder on it, Bob.
So he did not know there were three Jesuses at the time he encountered the one to be speared.
Yes, he did.
Because it was known in that time about them. They're all known about.
Well, now you're going to bring the Gutenberg's version of the story. So
yeah, let's not go into that. But
then you're asking questions because of the way it was portrayed. And the way it was portrayed is only after the King James got through with the editorial version of it. So you're going to get yourself crossways. And he always does these salacious topics right at the top of the hour when you get ready. Everybody's getting ready for Vestal Goodman.
Yeah, he does.
Looking for a city.
Bob drops the world on us.
But then back at the time of the spear thrower, that was probably conspiracy theory that there were three Jesuses.
Yes, indeed. Perfect. That's great. Because you got to realize the upper class of the Roman guard, they were pretty well the cream of the crop as far as society goes, you see.
Hmm.
They weren't quite gladiator status, as Taylor would say.
They were like FBI or the CTU unit on 24 Hours.
That's okay. Yeah, that's like so.
They're part of the Homeland Security.
Okay, good. But how's that working, by the way?
It's great. Lovely.
Good. People are feeling more secure with Homeland Security? Good.
Yep.
That was our hope.
Yeah, well, we watch the shows about it on TV, and that makes us feel secure.
Oh, good.
So this point that you're making about the spear of destiny that Hitler and all these people through history are looking for, this has never been heard before by humanity.
So far.
This is an exclusive, James. We just explain one of the great mysteries of all prime time. Okay, so is there more about this person sitting who has a spear? What does he think he's waiting for?
The completion of his task.
What was his task?
To pierce the pericardium of the Christ that they crucified.
All right, he did that.
Now he missed the pericardium.
Well, no, we're sorry. He didn't.
Sorry, Carolyn.
The water came before the blood.
Ah.
And the water is the sac that holds the heart. And the water came first, then the blood, in that order. Not the blood, then the water.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, where does he get this notion that he has to complete it by waiting for the return?
That was his task at hand that he embraced.
Before he speared?
Yeah.
What, was he a Christian?
Roman soldier? We don't think so, Bob.
Okay, lots of questions there.